Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, and welcome to the Whisker Report. We're a brand new pet podcast to try to help the pet industry, as well as animal welfare groups, get the PR and buzz and publicity that they need. I'm Mary Tan, one of the hosts of the show, along with Alexandre Ricard, my French counterpart across the pond. Bonjour, Alexandre.
Bonjour, tout le monde. We're so excited about the show today. We've got an awesome guest, Megan Ames, who just opened a brand new luxury pet store in Arizona, Chandler, Arizona. But first, I just want to introduce you to Mark Winter, our producer of Pet Life Radio, who is the man who gets us to you each and every week.
Hi, everyone. How's it going? Happy Friday.
What are you up to?
Getting ready for Super Zoo.
Drinking margaritas?
It's a little early. It's only like 10:30 in the morning. Maybe later. We'll see.
Well, we are so honored to be part of the Pet Life Radio Network, and you can do PR for yourself. And Alex, Mark, and I are here to help you. But first, before we bring in Megan, let's go to our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back, and we're so excited to introduce you to Megan Ames, who recently started a brand new luxury pet store in Chandler, Arizona, right outside of Phoenix, I think. Welcome, Megan. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your store?
Well, yes, thank you for having me. I'm super excited to join you guys. So Bark and Love started a vision about 5 years ago as a boarding and daycare facility. And I'm a certified canine nutritionist and just decided to range it back a little bit and bring more focus to holistic animal health and holistic pet products, but in an upscale environment where, you know, it's just a little bit more fun and friendly to come to and have just this little bougie, unique uniqueness to the pet retail world. I started Bark and Love. It actually opened in March of 2024, end of March. Our grand opening was in April of 2024. And we've been growing strong ever since. But Bark and Love has a curated selection of food, treats, toys, accessories, our unique self dog wash individual rooms, all holistically approached. Anything I bring into my store goes through a stringent research of the product ingredient line. If I wouldn't feed it to my dogs, it won't be in my store type of a thing. My dogs are raw fed dogs, but I do have kibble as well in the store. Again, if I didn't bring it into my store, I wouldn't feed it to, I'd feed it to my dogs. If I don't bring it into my store, something I would not feed to my dogs.
So I have a question. Starting a business is so daunting and just so much work. And of course, you know that. How did you decide to go into the luxury kind of bougie space as you described it?
Just decided that when I'm a shopper, my pets are my kids. I have grown adult children, but my pets are now my children. And I want that same experience for them as I would have my human children. I want to go somewhere where they're welcome, where they can feel, they can go into the store and it's a fancy store atmosphere. But yet we have the presence of, you know, we're a great customer service. We pride ourselves on welcoming anybody and everybody into our store and just want that uniqueness. I think it's kind of, we decided to go with the little upscale environment, but still be friendly and welcoming to everybody.
I have a question. So you knew what kind of store you wanted. And then did you choose Chandler, Arizona because of that? Like, did you choose the city where you would open your store because of the high-end and luxury pet store you wanted? Or did you choose Chandler first before having the idea of what kind of store you wanted?
So I chose Chandler based on a market study of out here that we did demographically, as well as what was in my area and competition wise, as far as where there's a need for a store like mine with the holistic type of products that we carry. And, you know, Scottsdale is a great place to be out here with this type of a store and this type of a unique store. However, there's multiple pet retail holistic stores in Scottsdale, and there's none out in the East Valley. There's far and few between out in the East Valley of Arizona. So Chandler, kind of, we're on the Chandler, Ahwatukee, Tempe border. So kind of right in the just of it, where there's multiple different cities, but yet there's not a lot of holistic based pet stores out in this area. So for me, being a nutrition coach and being a certified canine nutritionist, I wanted to bring in that environment, not necessarily an upscale environment, but that nutrition aspect to somewhere where there's a need.
And tell us a little bit about, you had a very successful grand opening. There were people, right, just waiting outside to get in. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we opened our grand opening on a Sunday morning with our grand opening event. We opened at 10 a.m. on normal time on Sundays. At 8:30, we had a line out the door about 20 feet long. By 9 o'clock, it was about 100 feet long. 10 a.m. when we opened, we had a line 550 feet out our door, all the way down our sidewalk, past four or five of our other retail tenants in our building. And somebody went out and took a photo of it. And there was just so many people, so many dogs just standing in line. We actually had to have two of our staff members at our front door, letting a certain number of people in and a certain number of people out. Else, there would have been no place to shop in our store.
Wow. So can you talk about all the PR and marketing that you did? How did you decide how to market your store?
So I use a company called Pet Engine Marketing, and Matt Aldrich and his team created a lot of buzz about Bark and Love and what was going on, and then introduced me to Mary. And Mary and Whisker Media were hired as my PR company to kind of promote our store, some of our unique features, and get the word out a little bit more to some media outlets that, hey, Bark and Love is here. It's a unique store. There's none like it in Arizona. Come check it out.
Yeah. So Matt's wonderful, by the way. We all know Matt. We're all part of this networking group called the Pet Industry Network. If you need a creative person, that's where to find them. So, like, what were some of the things that you did to get the word out that Matt had you do and that sort of thing?
So we did a lot of flyers. We pretty much flyered the whole valley. Let's see, we did a couple news articles. A lot of social media marketing, a lot of social media event through Facebook and Instagram, and then posted in a lot of the local little, like, Ahwatukee 411s, the little social media community groups.
Yeah. And what do you think was the clincher? Or do you think it was just you need all of these different tools to get the same result that you did? Or do you think there was one thing that was better than others?
I think, honestly, having my PR campaign was quite a bit successful. We got some news pieces on our grand opening event, and I think just having the entire state of Arizona see that on the news was very helpful for us.
That's so awesome. So tell us your advice to somebody who is looking to open a pet store or even like some sort of a pet industry kind of business. What would you advise them? What were some of the lessons you learned?
Plan ahead of time. When you plan to open about 3 months later. And that we hit a couple roadblocks. My wash tubs came from the Netherlands and they sat on a boat for 2 months in New York or on a ship. And because they're unique individual rooms with walls up, once the tubs had to go in before the walls could go up, and because they don't fit through a standard door, we have our double doors in our store and those are in the front. We have a single receiving door in the back. And so they had to come through the front of the store. So they couldn't finish the front of the store until the tubs were here. So it took about 3.5 months longer than what we expected to open. My construction kept getting delayed. So just plan ahead for those types of experiences. I ended up having a lot of my orders coming to my house because of that reason, because we kept putting a delay and my distributors couldn't hold them that long. So they just started delivering it all to my house.
Oh my gosh.
My garage was, I had to actually have a moving truck from my house to my store. It was an interesting experience, but just planning ahead for things like that. Market research for sure. Research your competition in your area. And have something to set yourself apart. As independent pet stores, you need something that's unique. Because it doesn't say that, you know, another independent pet or another franchise independent pet store is going to open up down the street from me, right? So what would be able to differentiate you from your competition in the area? Have something unique in your store that somebody else doesn't have. So we have a couple experiences like our dog washes. Nobody has those within 30 miles of us. There's one other store in the state of Arizona that has the same types of tubs. Nobody else has them in Arizona. have a unique piece like our gumball machine that dispenses tennis balls, the Bark and Love Lottery. Proprietary to Bark and Love, I don't tell anybody how to get that machine. I've been asked many times because it is unique, but it's a Bark and Love exclusive. So having something unique to your brand, to your business that nobody else has is very key.
Yeah, and I think that's how you also got so much coverage, at least for your grand opening, is because you have so many unique points. Like, it's so different. And that's how I think from a PR perspective, we managed to get you so much coverage.
Yeah. I can tell you, Megan, that your store being so different is what garnered the media coverage because, you know, there's a lot of pet stores out there, but most of them are kind of, you know, your typical pet stores, but you really captured having something unique and something to differentiate yourself. And that's the same in PR. It is finding something that differentiates. I wanted to ask you another question about your work with animal rescues, but we need to take a quick break and we'll come back right after this.
Gifts for my pets. Sparkle and love. Under the tree.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pets. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with Megan. So, Megan, I also remember during your grand opening, you partnered with an animal rescue, local one, can't remember the name, but I think you're still doing it. I think you're having adoption days. Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Absolutely. So we partnered with Dogs Day Out Arizona. They're a nonprofit that keeps the homeless pets on the street with their homeless owners. But not only do they provide food, booties, toys, water, cooling mats, things like that for the dogs, they also provide items for the humans from clothing, toiletries. They do an outreach every week in Central Phoenix where they have 300 to 400 people show up to volunteer and then people that receive items. And just every week they have an outreach mission. And then when those homeless pets on the street can't stay with their owners or the owners need to release them to somebody, they partner with a couple little local rescues who we partner with and do our adoption events. Dogs Day Out organizes our adoption event every second Saturday of the month at Bark and Love. We've had two so far, and of those two adoption events, two, soon to be three dogs have been adopted from that event, those events.
That's amazing.
That's so amazing. I love that. Rescue is really a lot of pet stores have adoption events. Even like PetSmarts have, you know, rescue animals in the store and sort of things. And even though a lot of stores do that, I really think that that's a great PR because, you know, the media loves animals. They love animal stories and they love it when you're helping a nonprofit. And also I wanted to mention that your two little doxies were also in all of the news hits, and they were a huge hit. I mean, I remember some of the stations asked me, is Megan going to have live animals there? So tell us about that. Your two doxies actually come to work with you every day.
They do. Every day except for Tuesday. Tuesdays are our delivery days, so we have several trucks in and out here and doors open, so those guys get to stay at home with their pet sitter that day. So Elliot and Piper, my doxies, are 5 and 2, both mini doxies. wonderful. They love people. They love attention. So they come to our store. They get to hang out every morning when we open. They run my store before the doors are unlocked. And we have this really cool chew bar in our store, unique body parts, our raw bar, from duck heads to rabbit ears, you name it. There's all different alligator skin. There's all different exotic chews in my chew bar. And Elliot, every morning when he comes in the store, goes to the chew bar and picks something out on his own and steals it, brings it back to the office and chews on it. One day, my assistant manager was up at the register and he walked up there, took a chew out, was walking back with it in his mouth. And she took this video of him and she goes, "Excuse me, sir, are you going to pay for that?" And the minute she said that in the video, he dropped it on the floor. It was the best ever. So like he knew he was in trouble. I had 5 of these one chews in my office one day. They were tremendous sticks. And I'm like, where did these all come from? My inventory was quite off because Elliot had taken 5 of them at some different time and put them in the office and hid them. So those got moved to the top where he couldn't reach anymore. But they run my store. They usually get a treat once a week from the chew bar. They are super friendly. At all of our PR events, Elliot and Piper were dressed to the nines. Elliot has a tux with a top hat and a bow tie. Piper's in a little fancy black and white dress or a little dress of some sort. They love attention. They love to be cuddled. They love to be held. People actually come into my store. Customers actually come into my store asking if Elliot and Piper are here today.
Oh, they're definitely great marketing and PR tools. Every pet store should have live animals. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're just about at the end of our show. Do you have any last minute thoughts? Can you tell us where you're located in Phoenix so that anybody can stop by there that wants to check out your amazing store?
Sure. So we're in Chandler off of the I-10 in Ray. Our address is 7131 West Ray Road, Chandler 85226. We're in the shops at Casa Paloma, which is considered the AJ's Grocery Store Plaza next to Grimaldi's Pizza.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for the show. Thank you so much, Megan. We're excited to be doing this for all of you out there who are making life better for animals. And do you have a question that you want answered? Well, Alex and I are here to help. Reach out on Instagram or Facebook under the Whisker Report, and we'll try to answer it in a future podcast episode. But as we always say, bark loud and purr smart. All right. See you, everyone.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.